development levy is going to be levied, say, in Glencairn Kill, to provide a sewage treatment works in Moville, which is 100 miles away. And that's seen as being a relevant development contribution. And that's the problem that people have with the development contributions and how they are awarded at the moment. And the reality is that the development contribution scheme is basically a way of replacing money that the government is refusing to give to local authorities. And that's what it is. It's to make up for shortfalls in capital funding. I think it is only fair that communities are given the opportunity to reap the benefits of new developments in their areas. The Donegal Development Contribution Scheme states that it is not possible to forensically allocate the cost of each sub-area of such infrastructural and associated services activity to the equally broad range of development categories. What a lot of gobbledygook and bullshit. And basically saying that funding won't be allocated locally because it has to be allocated all around the county. And that's the reality of it. And the local communities can go to hell because they're not going to get any of it. So in order for communities to benefit directly from a development levy and vice versa, for developments to benefit from paying this levy, the contribution should go directly to the local area. I support this motion's call to allocate the ring-fenced portion of development levies through a discretionary fund mechanism in each local area office, to be administered and spent at the direction of elected members for that area. Local elected members have a much better understanding of what their community needs, and I don't believe that the council as a whole making decisions on projects and services to invest in for the whole county, especially one as big as Donegal, is an effective use of development levies.